Dan Tries to Help by Richard Brown. Chapter 1. A Surprise for Dad. It was the school holiday. Dan was at home and he was bored. The phone rang. Dan's mum answered it. When she put it down, she looked worried. Dan's dad said, "Who was that?" "It was Aunt Rose," said Mum. "She can't look after Dan today because she's got a cold."
"Can't you look after Dan?" Dad asked.
"Not today. Grandad is coming out of the hospital this morning. I'm going to take him home."
"Can I come with you?" Dan asked.
"Not today," said Mum. "Grandad needs peace and quiet. Perhaps you can see him tomorrow." Mum looked at Dad and said, "Can you look after Dan?"
Dan's dad was the manager of a big hotel.
"Please, Dad," Dan exclaimed, excited. "Take me to work with you. I'd love to help."
"Yes, let him help you," said Mum.
"But what can he do?" Dad asked.
"Oh, he can help tidy up," said Mum. "And he can wash up."
"Yes, I can do that," said Dan.
"He can polish and use the vacuum cleaner," Mum added.
"Yes, I can do that too."
Dad smiled at Dan. "Okay, you can come to the hotel with me," he said. Dan was very pleased.
Mum got ready to leave. "I'll see you this evening, Dan," she said. "Behave yourself today and try to help your dad."
"I always try to help," said Dan with a grin.
"I remember the last time you tried to help," said Dad. "You spilt cooking oil all over the kitchen floor."
That was an accident," said Dan. "It won't happen today."
"I hope not," said Dad. "Now, are you ready? It's time to go to work."
Dan waved to Mum.
"Tell Grandad I'll see him soon," he said.
Then Dan and Dad got into the car and drove to the hotel. When they reached the hotel, everybody smiled at Dan and his dad. They went into Dad's office. Dan sat in a big armchair.
"Sit there quietly," Dad said. "I'll go and see what's happening in the hotel. Will you be all right?"
"Yes, thank you, Dad," said Dan. "I'll read my book."
"I won't be long," said Dad.
Dan read his book. Then he drew a picture. Then he played a computer game. At last, Dad came back.
"Is everything okay?" he said.
"Fine," said Dan. "But I don't want to sit here all day. I want to help you."
There was a knock at the door.
"Come in," said Dad.
The chef came in. He was holding a menu.
"Good morning," he said.
He gave the menu to Dad.
"This is what we're cooking for lunch today."
Dan looked at the menu.
"Oh, spaghetti and meatballs," he exclaimed. "Great, that's my favourite."
"It's mine too," said the chef.
"Dad," said Dan, "can I help the chef in the kitchen?"
"Can Dan help?" Dad asked the chef. The chef looked worried. He remembered the last time Dan helped in the kitchen.
Then he smiled and said, "Yes, he can help tidy up the storeroom."
"Okay," said Dad. "But remember, Dan, be careful."